Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here, and we are broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. 2 hours of discussion about electricity today. Hour number one, we're going to be talking about building a solar system, alternative energy. We'll be talking about the batteries, how to select them, how to design your system from an overview perspective, how they work. Hour number two, we're going to be talking about electromagnetic radiation. So hour number one is with Brandon Williams. He's the CEO of IronEdison.com. And hour number two, Katie Singer. Brandon Williams, welcome to USAPrepares.com. Thanks so much for being with us. Now, this is a series of broadcasts that we're doing about solar power. And I'm really excited about this because I want to build the solar system here so I can operate the farm and broadcast via the sun. And so I was out yesterday looking at the barn roof, and it points to the south. And I'm all excited about it, and I've designed in my mind a method of securing the solar panels. So in the next, within the month, my son and I are going to get up on the roof. We're going to fabricate the mounts for the panels, wire them. I have the connectors, and we're going to be starting the installation of the panels. And then, of course, we have to finish the design for the inverter and the charge controller, and decide how many batteries and what voltage. So let's talk about some of that today. So first, Brandon, you are the CEO of IronEdison.com, and you're the senior guy there, right?
That is correct. I'm the lead system designer here at Iron Edison.
Okay. So when people call IronEdison.com, and your contact information is on the website and is also listed at USAPrepares.com under the instructors tab, they can contact your team, and your team can help with the design, kind of like what we're doing right here today in the broadcast classroom. So let's start with the three types of residential solar systems: the grid tie, the off-grid, and the grid tie with battery backup. Let's do a review of that, and then we'll get into detail about the nickel iron battery, which, you know, you and I believe is the heart of the system.
Exactly. So the three types of solar systems that you mentioned, grid tie, off-grid, and grid tie with battery backup, each are unique. Every system is unique, and that's why we have a team of system designers to help every single person to design the system that's just right for them. The first example of a solar system, the grid tie system, only works when the grid is available. The solar panels absorb the energy from the sun and feed that energy directly back to the grid. The second type of solar system, completely off the grid, this is where there is no grid available. You're either too far out, it's not feasible to install, or for some of my customers where they live in some very remote areas, they simply aren't allowed to drill power poles and run electricity. And then the third type of system is a grid tie with battery backup, where the system can feed excess energy back to the grid, but when the grid goes down, the solar and battery remain active by isolating those loads on a critical load subpanel.
Okay, so in terms of systems. Now, the grid ties, basically what we're talking about is we are generating our own electricity with, let's say, we'll call it solar panels right now, but it could also be a wind turbine, and it could be a wind turbine and a solar array. Well, let's just say we have solar panels, and we're generating some amount of electricity. And if we're consuming greater than that amount, we get the rest of what we need from the power grid, from our utility company, right?
Exactly right, Vincent. It's a very dynamic system. It changes moment by moment. So if you're using more than the solar is creating, like at night or in the evening, the solar is not creating a lot of power, so the excess power is coming in from the grid. During the afternoon when nobody's at home, the solar panels are getting full sun. That's when you're reaping the true benefit of a grid tie system. It's feeding back all of that excess energy. The grid is a great place to send it back, and then the homeowner would be credited with the amount generated during the day. And basically, you're using the grid as a battery. You send it back during the day, and you're able to use the grid at night.
Now, Brendan, when we do that, let's say we send 10,000 watts. Let's say our consumption, it's a bright, sunny day, and we're outside, and we're not using very much electricity at our home. It's a bright, sunny day, and we send 10,000 watts back to the grid. And then we need 10,000 watts tomorrow. The amount that we send back today, do we get full credit for that 10,000 watts, or do we sell it at a discount to the utility and then pay retail when we get it back tomorrow?
It's the second case. Unfortunately, most utilities do not credit the homeowner for the full retail value of the kilowatt hours produced by the solar array in a grid tie system. Utilities are even going so far as entering into a contract to give homeowners the full value, and then a couple years into that contract, they decide it's not in their best interest, and they're changing the terms of these contracts in the middle of an agreement. So it's really unfair to the homeowner who entered into this agreement with for a grid tie solar system.
Okay. You know, I saw firsthand how a utility company operates. I ran for the board of directors because I wanted to learn from the inside how they operate. But I saw from the election process how they operate, and I don't think it's quite above board what they do. Let me give you an example. What they do is they put an incumbent up against a weak candidate, a very, very weak candidate, someone with, you know, no chance of winning. And then they ensure that the candidate that they want, who they've already groomed to do whatever they want, to be a yes man or a yes woman, wins that seat. Well, I think what you just said is just one more example. We have a contract with them, and we think that we're building a system, and then they change the terms to be in their favor against our favor, you know, during the contract. So that means that as I look at these systems, which one would I want? Well, I think I would want the next system in your discussion, which is the off-grid system, totally off-grid, no power meter, no dependence on them whatsoever. However, there are some disadvantages in doing that. Would you like to talk about the advantages and disadvantages? Because I'm thinking about, you know, if I want to fire up my welder, you know, I might have to run my generator in order to fire up a welder, right?
Right. For an off-grid system, it requires a lot of solar battery and generator equipment. So most homeowners don't have a generator right now. Some do, but the off-grid system requires a very large solar array. Enough solar power to recharge a battery and power all of your loads for today. The solar is only absorbing energy from the sun between the hours of, it's getting full sun between 10 and 2 p.m. So it's really just getting a few hours of sun per day, and it has to do a lot of work. So a generator is required. Having very efficient or gas appliances is really a requirement. And having just solar and batteries alone is not quite enough, because there may be periods of 3 or 4 days of cloudy weather, or as you mentioned, running your welder or a heavy chop saw or some other 240-volt equipment that would just overpower the solar system.
And Brandon, one of the things that I'm doing here at the farm, and the reason I talk about the farm class is I try to give you firsthand experiences on this broadcast so that maybe you're thinking about doing some of the things that, we're doing here. So yesterday, I bought a bandsaw, and this bandsaw is 3/4 horsepower. It's a couple hundred pound machine. It was built back in the 1960s or 1970s. It's an old machine, but it will cut metal, rebar, it'll cut angle iron, and that's what I need to be doing. Well, that requires a significant amount of electricity, and if I go off-grid, I have to prepare to be able to run, you know, the lathe, the mill, the drill press, the welder, the air compressor, the well pump, you know, all of those things. And those are high electricity demand items. Brandon, how do you handle that? You know, if you were designing the system on the air right now for me, and let's do that, what would you have some concerns about that kind of a load? Now, obviously, I'm not going to be running a 220-volt, 2-horsepower lathe or 3-horsepower lathe at the same time I'm running the drill press and the same time I'm running the bandsaw and the same time I'm running the air compressor. But if I were running one of those at a time, and the compressor is probably a 3 or 4 or 5 horsepower compressor, so it's a fairly large compressor, and there's a high starting current that's required for that. What kind of a system would we build for this? Would it be a generator to cover those loads when I want to use them?
The generator would be a big help, and the inverter is really going to make the decision on what energy source to draw from. So it's going to see the availability of the battery and the solar. And what happens is the inverter is taking the energy from the renewable source and delivering it to the lathe, to the water pump, to your bandsaw, to all your appliances. We can program the inverter so that it senses a load above a certain level, let's say 10 amps AC. When the inverter senses that it's delivering at least that much energy to your appliances, the inverter can automatically signal the generator to turn on and help support those loads. So it's a really intelligent system. We don't want to drain your batteries as you're just doing this work through the day, so you don't have the batteries to use at night. So that's why we rely on programming the inverter to meet these loads. And we would size your generator, your inverter, your battery, and your solar array to support your everyday use. And then we would make sure that the inverter is programmed and that we have a big enough generator to be able to support those heavy loads. As you mentioned, water pumping. That's one of the biggest ones because we're moving heavy water, sometimes 300-400 feet straight up. And
hold that thought.
It takes a lot of energy.
Hold that thought. We're going into a break. By now, you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
This is a nationwide announcement for consumers owing back taxes to the IRS. The slowdown in the U.S. economy has forced renewed action by the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlement amounts from qualifying consumers who owe back taxes. If you're eligible, your back tax settlement may be discounted by thousands of dollars. A specially assigned national hotline has been directly routed to Defense Tax Group. Consumers may now call and check their eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Financial stability is a major priority during this slow economy, so you're advised to dial this national hotline number now. 800-678-4191. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, you may now find significant relief. You could save thousands of dollars if you qualify. Call now and get free vital information and to check your eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Call the Defense Tax Group now. 800-678-4191. That's 800-678-4191. 800-678-4191.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Brendan Williams is with us, and we're talking about the three types of residential solar systems grid tie, and that's you have power only when the grid is available. Then we're talking about the off-grid system, which is completely independent from the electric utility company, and then we're going to be talking about grid tie with the battery backup. So right now we're talking about off-grid, and we're talking about the high-demand loads, like pumping water. And you might have a column of water in your well, 400 feet or so, or maybe more, and I can tell you that water is really, really heavy. And a column 500 feet tall is about 800 pounds. So if you're pushing up from the bottom, it's 800 pounds. So it's a lot of work, and it requires a lot of electricity to do that. And so, Brandon, what's clear to me through this discussion is that the most expensive watts are the ones to generate power are the ones that we need to get rid of first. So things that we don't really need for electric devices, those devices, we need to get rid of them first. So, for example, an electric clothes dryer, that gets replaced with maybe a propane, right?
Great option. It stores for a long time. It's a very stable fuel, so that the electric clothes dryer is probably the first to go.
Mm-hmm. And you want to minimize your clothes ironing. And so, you know, those devices that consume a lot of electricity, you need to shed them right away, like incandescent light bulbs. They got to go. And in favor of something else. So what I'm doing, Brandon, in preparation to determine the size of the inverter and the battery bank, I am replacing the lighting in this house. We had incandescent, replaced that with compact fluorescents and fluorescents, but they're going too because of the amount of electromagnetic radiation that they generate. And I'm replacing that with LED, just 12-volt LED lighting. So my plan is to shed as many watts as we can and get to the point where we have a battery bank and an inverter that can supply enough electricity. I'm not talking about living in the lap of luxury, but I would like to be able to broadcast, 2 hours a day, run the computers, and then shut them down after the broadcast. I'd like to be able to print with a laser printer. I turn it on when I use it, and then off it goes, so it doesn't sit, drawing power. That's another thing we need to talk about, right? Turn off the devices that we're not using while they're sitting idling, yes?
And I had a quick question for you. You had mentioned on the air a couple weeks ago that you were looking for a gas stove to replace your electric stove, and you were looking for an older model with a pilot light. Have you been able to find a good gas stove to replace your electric?
Well, what I have, I actually have an electric stove. I have a General Electric drop-in range. But the problem is that the broiler uses a heating element that draws about 600 watts. So this thing is like if you look at it, it glows red hot. And it glows red hot for the entire time that you're baking or broiling. And they call that a safety feature. Should the flame go out, you won't have propane gas, just building up inside the oven compartment or cavity ready for an explosion. So they have this heating element glowing red hot. That's what I need to get rid of. So what I'm looking for is a different gas stove of an older manufacturing date that did not have this electronic heating element. So I have a gas stove, and that was because we have a gas stove because we knew we would be going to solar someday. And 10 years ago we bought this gas stove, but it's still too new. I have not found one with a pilot light.
I'm looking for one too. So when you find one, please let us know.
And, I'll see if I can get two.
And one quick note on those LED lights. I've been looking into this for a while. So just a quick note for your listeners: when you're looking at an LED light bulb, there's various color temperatures, and so those old fluorescents were running at what is around 3,500 Kelvin or 3,500 K. But the really yellow, the warm white light that we're accustomed to from an incandescent bulb is coming in at about 2700 Kelvin or 2700 K. And that's marked right there on the packaging for the LED bulb. So don't necessarily get caught up in the number of lumens or the light output, because those cool whites, they're not pleasing to the eye, but they have a higher output. Personally, I prefer the 2700 Kelvin. I'll sacrifice a little bit of light output for the quality of the light coming out of that bulb.
That's exactly the decision I made for the studio. Warm white LEDs. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Past Brandon Williams with us, and he is the CEO of IronEdison.com. 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 You go to the website and learn more about what we're talking about. Brandon, we were talking about shedding watts, you know, the most expensive watts to provide energy for are those big draws like the electric clothes dryer. Another one would be the electric iron. Another one would be if you heat your water in your electric dishwasher. Another one which absolutely has to go, in my opinion, is the electric stove and the electric range. I mean, they all you got to look at those as first to go when you build your solar array, because to provide solar power for those devices is just cost prohibitive. Now, if money is no object, then no problem. Keep all of your devices, but you'll have a huge solar array, a huge battery bank, and a huge inverter, right?
That's exactly right, and that's not the most economically viable option for a lot of people, mm-hmm. is to replace their grid hookup with $100,000 worth of solar and battery, and that's not what we recommend. Mm-hmm. Most people will find that they can get by with a portion of the circuits in their house backed up by the solar and battery system. So it mm-hmm. It really makes sense to be efficient.
Mm-hmm. And what I, Brandon, just as a side note, what I did is I bought a generator. It's a diesel generator. I found it for less than $1,500. It's 5,000 watts. It's a two-cylinder military surplus, and it will run believe it or not, 5,000 watts will run most of our house because it's a real 5,000 watts. It's a massive generator. It's the size of, literally, it's the size of a refrigerator on its side. I mean, it's huge. It weighs well over 1,000 pounds. So, and you can find those. So if you're thinking about building your system, you can look for a diesel generator. And mine is called an MP002A. MP, as in military police, 002, the number 2, the letter A. Brandon, next is the grid tie with the battery backup. Now, some people might really like that one because you have the best of everything, right?
Best of all worlds here. We can use the grid when it's available. We can feed excess power back to the grid if you've got a good agreement with the utility, or in the case of that we were discussing before, where the utility is not giving you, the homeowner, the best rate for the energy you're giving back to them. They're paying you the wholesale rate at about 4 cents per kilowatt hour rather than the 12 cents you're buying from them at. So then, mm-hmm. to preserve the value of the kilowatt hour, it makes sense to store that energy on site. And that's the grid tie with battery backup system. The solar charges the battery during the day. At night, you come home to use the electricity in your house and discharge the battery. And in the same way where the inverter signaled your generator to start up on heavy loads or heavy demand, the inverter will do the same thing with the grid and a grid tie battery backup. When the battery is low or when your loads are excessively high, the inverter will automatically signal the grid to help out for just as long as you need it. And as soon as your heavy demands go away, the grid is signaled to stop.
Mm-hmm. Well over a year ago, a couple of years ago, John and Judy Dollarhite and their son and I were coming to the rescue of one of our instructors, Mark Baker. He was attacked by the government for raising pigs. And they were coming down on him for $700,000. And on the way home, we stopped at a museum, and we saw some really neat cars, the Auburn and some other fabulous examples of early cars. And one of the cars that we saw, I believe, was a 1906 electric car, fully electric. No diesel engine, no gasoline engine. It was fully electric. And let's talk about that would be the battery that Thomas Edison invented, it wouldn't it?
That's exactly right. It was probably a 1906 Baker Electric, and developed by using the battery developed by Thomas Edison. Jay Leno actually owned a couple of these, one of which still has its original nickel iron battery.
And all right, let's. So this 1906, well over 100-year-old car, is using the original batteries that came with the car?
Using the original. original battery, and the reason why is that the nickel iron battery doesn't degrade like the lead acid battery over time. The plates of the nickel iron battery don't dissolve into the electrolyte, and the way that it charges is by accepting oxygen and releasing oxygen. So the plates of the nickel iron battery never change from being nickel oxide and iron oxide. It's a very stable chemistry.
And that is exactly how we met, because I was interested in the nickel iron battery that you offer, because I thought, you know, why would I want to build a solar system with the, let's say the solar panels themselves will have almost full power for 25 years, might go on for 50 years. Actually, we don't even know. But why would I want to do that with batteries that might last 2 to 7 years and have to keep replacing them and look for sources in the future? And I don't know what the future holds, but it doesn't seem all that promising to me. So I would want batteries that would last, you know, 30, 40, 50, 100 years, and pass them on to, you know, our family, who hopefully will still be able to hold on to the farm. So that's where the nickel iron batteries come in. So they were invented over 100 years ago. And what kind of work went into making these batteries? Do you know about the experiments, or how many experiments that went on?
Yeah, absolutely. So Thomas Edison looked at the problem of the lead acid battery 100 years ago, and Thomas Edison did over 10,000 experiments in his lab in New Jersey to find the perfect combination of materials to go into his battery. So he tested again and again and again. He was relentless in his testing to find exactly the right combination. And he developed the nickel iron alkaline battery. He thought it was nearly perfect because it's nearly indestructible.
So what do we do if we want to use this battery? Can you just describe physically what this battery is like compared to, you know, the car battery, the small light truck battery that we're used to today? How is this different?
It's a little different, Vincent. So the car battery that we're used to is a sealed lead acid battery. That sealed lead acid battery has the shortest life of any battery when used in this deep cycle application, but it's a great fit for under your hood. It only works once or twice a day. It's a fairly small physical size, and if your car were to get in an accident and tip over, nothing is going to spill out of that sealed lead acid battery. But as we know, if you've owned a car for long enough, after 2 or 3 or maybe 4 years, you have to replace that lead acid battery. And just think, it's only being used a couple times a day in a very short period of time, and it's making it 3 or 4 years before replacement. So if you're using that battery hours and hours every day, you can just imagine how quickly that battery performance will fade with the lead acid chemistry.
All right, let's talk about depth. Let's talk about the depth of discharge then. So, for example, when I turn the engine over, I crank it over, as it were, to start my engine, my gasoline or my diesel engine, the starter is only engaged to turn that engine a couple revolutions, and then the engine fires up, and I'm not starting it anymore. So that high load, I have a high load for 1, 2 seconds, right? And my engine starts. So the depth of discharge is not that great. But if I were to take that battery down to like 50% charge, does that damage the battery?
Every time you discharge a lead acid battery, you're causing damage to that battery. It will never come back up to its original state. Every time it's discharged, especially as you go down further and further below 50%, 60%, 70%, you're causing irreversible damage through sulfation. It's an incomplete chemical reaction that's occurring in the lead acid battery. So it's just, it's not the best fit for this deep cycle application, but it's cheap. So it's attractive, for an upfront investment for somebody who's looking at an entire system cost where they're seeing panels, inverters, charge controllers, wires, installation, and now batteries on top of that. But the replacement cost of lead acid batteries the first replacement will exceed that of purchasing a higher quality battery up front.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so then let's talk about the, so if you use a standard lead acid battery, you still have the problems of hydrogen gas, and the length of life is, let's say, 7 years would probably be on the, you know, on the high end. And if we switch to the Edison battery, instead of being 12 volts in a package, how many volts do we have in a package?
Each package, each cell or each individual unit is 1.2 volts. And we're able to wire those batteries together in series, which is positive to negative connections, to create a higher voltage battery. So using 10 of those 1.2 volt cells in series, we can create a 12-volt battery. 20 cells wired in series will be a 24-volt battery. And then 40 cells wired in series will create a 48-volt battery.
Okay. So if I wanted to build the ultimate system, and I'm sure I want to do what others who are in our class would like to do, to me, it seems like the higher the voltage of the battery bank, the more efficient it will be to transmit that electricity, that current, to the inverter. Is that correct? And I've got a better point to start with if I'm trying to go from, let's say, 48 volts to 120 versus 12 volts to 120. Am I better off with a higher voltage battery bank?
You definitely are better with a higher voltage bank. The 48 is a great choice for a high power system.
Okay. Brandon Williams is with us. He's the CEO of IronEdison.com. We're going to be right back for the last segment in just a couple minutes after these few short commercial announcements. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
This is a nationwide announcement for consumers owing back taxes to the IRS. The slowdown in the U.S. economy has forced renewed action by the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlement amounts from qualifying consumers who owe back taxes. If you're eligible, your back tax settlement may be discounted by thousands of dollars. A specially assigned national hotline has been directly routed to Defense Tax Group. Consumers may now call and check their eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Financial stability is a major priority during the slow economy, so you're advised to dial this national hotline number now, 800-678-4191. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, you may now find significant relief. You could save thousands of dollars if you qualify. Call now and get free vital information and to check your eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Call the Defense Tax Group now, 800-678-4191. That's 800-678-4191. 800-678-4191.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you got your
take? When you go to the feed for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, Brandon Williams is with us. He's the CEO of IronEdison.com. And Brandon, we have joining us from the United Kingdom, Miles, USAPrepares.com senior instructor. Welcome, Miles.
Good morning, gentlemen. Can you hear me all right?
We can hear you 5x5.
Hi, Miles. Good morning, William. I'm calling in because I have a question for you. I'm operating here a 22,000-volt system, and I have a capacitor bank connected to the inverter that takes the higher loads in order to save the battery life. And the second one I just wanted to throw in, we have on each battery, we have these called battery activators to prevent the sulfation on the batteries in order to have a longer lifespan or a much longer lifespan on the normal lead acid battery. And the third thing I wanted to ask you, have you had any experiences with the copper type batteries? And that's all for now. I let you go. Thank you very much.
By the way, Miles, very quickly, did you say 22,000 volts or 22,000 watts?
Watts, I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay.
I'm calling you from the snow. We have 1.6 feet of snow in 2 days, and I'm calling you at 30 degrees Fahrenheit. So that's pretty interesting for end of May with us here.
Absolutely, absolutely. Miles, thanks so much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. That was Miles from Europe. So what he's asking is about the sulfation. What are your thoughts on that?
The sulfation occurs with every cycle of the battery. So there's different products on the market, like a desulfator. Miles mentioned a battery activator. Those will help to extend the life of a lead-acid battery. Really, the best way to extend the life of that battery is to use as little of that battery as possible. So that means sizing a lead acid battery that's much, much larger than the required capacity. The sulfator just keeps a charge going through the battery. And with lead acid, one of the problems there is you can't let that battery sit on the shelf for more than a year. The battery will essentially self-destruct through sulfation. So that activator is going to help preserve the shelf life, and especially when he's not using the battery. It'll okay. keep it going for a little longer.
So when we talked with Kyle, and Kyle Harris from Montana, who lives off-grid, called in last class with you, what he does is he tries not to let his lead-acid batteries go down below 90% charge. So he only takes them down to 90%, and he'll charge them back up because he wants to prolong that life, just as you're saying, which really means exactly what you said. You've got to have a bit bigger battery bank, which is more dollars. So now how low can you take an iron battery, nickel iron battery?
So Kyle had talked about using only 10% of his total battery capacity. With the nickel iron battery, we can use up to 80% of the total capacity of the battery without causing any damage or any sulfation. That's really separates the nickel iron battery from any other type of battery, whether it be lead acid, lithium, or anything else on the market.
You know, I'm trying to...
A huge depth of discharge.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think of the arithmetic involved. Does that literally mean that for safety purposes for the battery, just battery itself, we would have eight times the amount of discharge capability for the nickel iron as we would for the lead acid?
With Kyle's, assuming Kyle's depth of discharge of 10%, and most lead acid users go to about 30% depth of discharge. And again, with the nickel iron, we're going down to 80% depth of discharge. So essentially we can use half as much nickel iron battery, or the same size battery will give you almost three times as much available capacity for use on an everyday basis.
Okay, and what is the cost differential? We only have a few seconds left. What is the cost differential, Brandon Williams, between...
We can be about 2 or 2.5 times the price of a lead-acid battery, but we're going to last 5 to 10 times longer. So it really makes sense to make this upfront investment.
Brandon, I've got you scheduled for the 5th of next month, which is a Friday, so we're going to be coming back on the air with the next class in... alternative energy. Brandon Williams.
Always a pleasure, Mr. Finale. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being with us. Brandon Williams of IronEdison.com. And he and I are going to design the system for the farm. We'll be right back after these few short commercial announcements.
The economy is teetering on the edge. Spending and taxes are at all-time highs. Average Americans are hanging on by their fingertips. Is the American dream dead? Can it be restored? Join us at Freedom Fest, the world's largest gathering of free minds, in Las Vegas, July 8th through 11th, to hear the historic debate between Paul Krugman and Steve Moore. Plus, Senator Mike Lee, publisher Steve Forbes, billionaire Steve Wynn, and media mogul Glenn Beck tell us how America finds her way back. Discover the new American dream. Register today at FreedomFest.com to find out. That's FreedomFest.com.
It's Katie Armour. 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. All Katie Armor is now 15% off. Katie's all-new Level 4 body armor is made in the USA and can withstand the toughest of rifle rounds. Why would you buy anything else? That's Katie Armor's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. Get your Level 4 body armor while you still can. Go to katiearmor.com. That's katiarmor.com. Come and take it.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with
the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.